fencing. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I'll back up on that. I ain't going to do nothing. But whatever the Lord gives us, that's what we give to you. And I appreciate coming to church. I look forward to coming to church. And I'm not always looking forward to going to church, being with God's people. You know, I look back at Moses whenever he had rather to suffer affliction with God's people than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season.
Yeah.
You do that when you had a taste of the heavenly gift. You pray for it. I hope I can say or something, do something to help you along the way. Not belittle nobody, not down nobody, but lift up everybody in the name of the Lord. That's my desire throughout life. Seen a lot of things change since I got on my way. And I preach from this scripture maybe a different time, but we're going to bring you away today. So you pray for us. I'll be reading, hitting the highlights of some different scripture, but I'll do my best to try to tell you where I'm going and what I'm doing. But in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace, God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. For they are unto death, are obedience unto righteousness." I'm here this morning to say that to whom we yield ourselves to serve, we are his servants. Amen. Whether unto sin, unto death, or unto righteousness, to whom we yield ourselves to serve, that's who we are. My mind goes back to a man that you talk about a bad boy. He was one of the worst that I ever read about in the scripture. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about and bring us the message to whom we serve. This man served sin. This man, I believe he enjoyed serving sin. But God had a plan for this man. But I want us to notice to who he yielded himself to serve and where it took him, what it done. Today, back in Acts, the ninth chapter of the book of Acts, the first verse, Saul, we're going to talk about, and Saul yet breathing out, threatening to slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Now, we want us to notice this. Today he had a great desire against the church. He had a great desire to serve sin. He didn't get too bad for Saul to work with sin and the devil. He went to the high priest and he desired letters he desired to be able to go to Damascus and whoever he found serving Jesus that he might bring them down whether they be men or women. It didn't matter to him. On his way to Damascus, I said that Saul of Tarsus, I was a bad boy. He met a bad boy. He fell into the hands of an angry God because he was persecuting his children. But this angry God had all kinds of mercy. I'm glad that whenever I was in sin and served sin, I yielded myself to serve sin. I had a desire to serve sin. Whenever I met Jesus, it all changed.
Amen. That's right.
Now I want us to know why, and I'm going to try to my best to stay slowed down. But now, whenever Paul, Saul, he was Saul, until he got saved. One thing he desired, he kept. He desired to serve sin. But whenever he was called out of darkness and had a new change in his life. And when he became a new creature, when the scales fell off his eyes and he come seeing and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, whenever he had a heavenly taste, had a brand new desire.
That's right. Amen.
I'm here to tell you today, whenever you come from yielding yourself to serve sin, whenever you become a new creature, you desire a change. I believe the desire of Saul, he consented to the death of Stephen. And you know, after that he was saved, after he come out of the darkness, he had a different desire. He didn't want to serve sin no more. He still had a desire, and he had a desire to see people saved.
That's right.
In the 5th chapter of Romans, he said, my heart's desire and praying to God is that Israel be saved.
Yeah.
I listen, but his work in sin was already done. They suffered a great affliction because that he served sin. I know maybe whenever a man is out in sin, he would do things. After he tasted the heavenly guilt, if he could have called it back, he wouldn't do it no more. But you can't go and redo. You can only redo what you get in your soul.
That's right.
He's saved.
Yeah.
Come see him. Listen. Now we're going to go a little farther. I just said in the highlights, Apostle Paul, he become a great man. Believe his desire to serve God grow greater and greater every day because he had a great longing and that to go home. He didn't want to go back and serve sin anymore. Brother, listen, and if we're still dunking around with the sins of this world, brother, listen, you need to have a conversion, and you need to get saved.
That's right. Amen.
Listen. Time went on for the Apostle Paul. And I know he suffered many, many things. But there was a story I've always looked at, and I don't know, it just kindly tears me up. You might not agree with it, but it's a book that
the Bible today, and all we can do is read the Word. Whenever he found Timothy, the first chapter of the second of Timothy, and the second of Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God who I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience that without cease I have in remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thine tears, that I may be full with joy when I call to remembrance the unfringed faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thine grandmother Lois and thine mother Eunice. And I am persuaded that in thee also, I don't know what happened, but whenever Saul of Tarsus, brother, I was dragging people to Jerusalem, men and women, it is kind of sounded like this to me. I'm going to just speculate just a little bit. I'm trying to see what went on. Brother, he had a great desire to be with Timothy.
Yeah.
He called him his little son.
That's right.
But the unfringed faith. Now, could it be that he had killed Timothy's grandmother and Timothy's mother? I don't know. But a little boy left to crying. I know where to love nobody to love him. I know where to go. I've been this stuff. And Apostle Paul's heart and mind. He said, I remember and thine tears. And I pray night and day and for thee. But I see first that it dwelled in thine grandmother. The front French faith. Steadfast and unmovable. Joe and Caleb, our priest, and talked about the anchor that they let down. Brother, no doubt as these people, even Stephen, endeared his affliction to the doorway of death. Brother, listen, down to the doorway of death, there comes a separation. I don't know. But he was greatly desiring to see Timothy and to be with him. I don't know, but it is kind of sounding to me like that he maybe had consented to their death. Women that were dragged to Jerusalem, killed. Brother, listen, endearing their faith. You talk about great faith. To come face to face with a man called Saul of Tarsus. Brother, but endearing would have been good faith, unmovable, brother, listen, anchored and longing to go home just to the doorway of death. Listen, yielding to sin and to death. After the door wept down, our brother, we're giving account of the things that we've done. Man, don't you know that Paul, he was glad that he served, met up with a man called Jesus.
Amen.
When he was struck down, he said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus who thou persecutest. I believe that Jesus had had enough of Saul of Tarsus persecuting the church. I believe he's almost fed up with the devil and the way he persecutes the church today. Brother, listen, one day we're going to come face to face with the man that we sing and the man we read about. We're going to come face to face and give an account of the things that we've done.
That's right. Amen.
Somebody is going to be the Lord of your life.
Yeah.
Lack it or not, if you yield to the voice of Satan and you yield yourself to serve sin, brother, listen, hell awaits are coming today. But listen, if we will yield our being to the righteousness of God and suffer the persecution that goes with it, I said, through the doorway of death, I will be going home to be with the Lord.
That's right. Amen.
I don't know. But it seemed to me, it just kind of broke my heart. Maybe a little boy, his family drug off somewhere, I don't know. Full of tears. That would cause a man to have nightmares of the things that he did while he served sin.
Yeah.
But Paul, he said, I fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Mm-hmm. I hear people say to me, oh, I've done so much. The Lord wouldn't forgive me. But he forgave Paul.
That's right.
He loved Paul.
Yeah.
On top of all the things he did. They ain't no wonder to me that he had these people in their mind, in his mind, and he remembered them day and night. Brother, listen, if I could go back and redo things in my life that I did before I surrendered my life unto him, I would do it. But it changed. It's there. But maybe it's good for me to remember. Maybe I can get closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I have a greater desire.
Yeah.
After I've tasted of the heavenly gift, my brother, listen, I don't have no desire to go back into the world. People say all kinds of things. Down to the doorway of death, there's a change made.
Yeah. Amen.
We'll face when we get there.
Yeah.
You say, I've never died. I don't know. I've never seen Jesus. But I believe in him.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. I've never seen Jesus face to face.
Yeah.
But I love him.
Yeah.
And my faith in him, my brother, is much more precious than all the gold and all the silver and everything that this world I could possess.
That's right. Amen.
It's worth it all.
Yeah,
I see people get saved. From the time I started preaching, I've seen a lot of people saved, and you'd have great hopes in them. But now they shout hallelujah. Maybe some preachers, some sing, some just lift their hand to heaven. But pretty soon, you see them go back into the wilds of the world. Brother, listen, I don't know what goes on. But listen, I know that whenever the door's open, no sin, I will enter in out of the kingdom of God.
Right.
Jesus died for them.
Yeah.
You know why? If you said anything to somebody, I'm not doing nothing. Listen, if we don't have a desire to go to church, if we don't have a desire to get along with one another, something's wrong. We're yielding ourselves to serve sin I'd rather love one another and walk humbly before God. There's something wrong if we don't. We've got a greater desire to go out in the wilds of the world on the seventh day that Jesus died for rather than to be at the house of God. There's something wrong.
Yeah, amen.
Something going wrong. To whom we yield ourselves, His servants will be to whom we obey. I don't know what you get out of the message this morning, but listen. Jesus is love. God is love. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And you search what your desire is. You sit in church on Sunday morning and you've got a greater desire to be out yonder somewhere in the world. Brother, you might as well have been there.
Yeah.
But I come to the house of God that I might be pleasing in that unto Him. People will say, well, God understands. He knows the bare facts. It's not misunderstanding. And it's not just making up His mind. God knoweth the heart. Salvation is the heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Where's our heart at?
That's right.
And where is our desire at?
Yeah.
Amen. Apostle Paul changed his desire. Even changed his name.
Yeah. Amen.
But his desire was greater. Listen, brother. My heart's desire and praying to God is that our loved ones will be saved. Our nation could be saved. We have a desire to see everybody saved. We know that ain't going to happen according to the Word of God. But we can maybe touch somebody.
Yeah, you mean.
We can't touch everybody, but everybody can touch somebody.
Yeah, you mean. That's right.
And they're watching you day by day. So, you have the few scattering remarks. I want us to stand unless you come to the piano. Listen, it's just plain. Whether you're ready or not. I don't want to meet Jesus in the doorway of death serving Him. Devil is waiting, he's reserved. He's got to go to hell.
Yeah.
There's a place you don't want to go. If you've got a flimsy desire to go to church, you might need to renew your covenant with God.
That's right.
It's plain and simple. Paul had a desire to destroy the church, but he met a man that he couldn't do nothing with.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
They'll never crucify Jesus again.
Yeah. Amen.
Listen, they might crucify me and you, but through the doorway of death, we'll be in the arms of Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
You have a need to pray. If you lost your desire, what do you desire to do? Serve sin. Oh, no, preacher, I'm going to serve sin. But I'm going to walk with the devil a little while. And I'm going to yield myself to lean towards Him. He will take you where you don't want to go. He won't bring you back when you're ready to come. And it'll cost you more than you wanted to pay.